Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Heeding a call from President Donald Trump to give Republicans more seats in Congress, Tennessee's GOP-led state house voted to carve Memphis into three reliably red districts. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the vote was met with widespread protests.
Democrats in both chambers staged walkouts as the measure passed. Three protesters from Memphis were arrested for refusing to clear the gallery, including the brother of Memphis Representative Justin J. Pearson, who had been running for Congress in Memphis's former 9th Congressional District.
These maps are racist tools of white supremacy at the behest of the most powerful white supremacist in the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Pearson, along with other black lawmakers in the House, pointed to the historical obstacles black voters have faced. Republicans, like Jason Zachary of Knox County, say the maps reflect Tennessee's conservative bent.
This map was drafted based on politics, based on population, and the opportunity for the first time in history for us to send an entire Republican delegation from Tennessee to represent the state in Washington, D.C.
To pass the new maps, the legislature first had to strike down a 50-year-old law that barred mid-decade redistricting. Because the new map was created so close to the primaries, there is a chance that people in the military or who live overseas may not receive their ballots in time to vote. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
As welcome as yesterday's rain was, all of Tennessee is still in a drought. In Nashville, the rain deficit is so bad it would take 11 inches of precipitation to catch up. In normal times, that's about 2 months' worth of rain, WSMV reports. The last time the U.S. Drought Monitor showed conditions this dry was in December of 2016. You'll find more news at WPLN.org, or you can listen to the NPR app.